Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, Jesus' Anger.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling things there, and he said, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." Every day he was teaching in the temple. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people kept looking for a way to kill him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were spellbound by what they heard. The Gospel of the Lord. Luke, in today's Gospel, portrays a very angry Jesus, so different from Luke's usual message of mercy, compassion, and tenderness. In Luke's gospel, Jesus heals, is compassionate, shows pity and mercy to those who seek him. It is a gospel that stresses Jesus' love for the poor. Why is Jesus angry? I think the key to Jesus' anger is the distinction being made by the money changers between the rich and the poor. Only the rich are able to afford the better animals, while the poor, because of the rates, are only able to offer two small turtle doves. This distinction between rich and poor has been condemned throughout the Old Testament, and Jesus, as the face of God, continues to condemn this distinction in the Gospel. Did the rich really think that because they could get by the better animals and offer them, that God was more honored by their offerings? We only have to look at the story of the widow's mite to know that that's not what God looks at. He looks at the deep inner generosity we are giving by our gift. The rich give out of their abundance at times, but it's the poor who give all that they possess. The Lord finds great praise in the gift of the poor. So Jesus is angry. He's angry because God's house is a house of prayer, which is open to every human person. Everyone is honored there. There are no distinctions. And here, again, he finds the people have not understood that there are still, and always will be probably in this life, that are willing to take advantage of the poor. So what can we learn from this gospel? We can learn to really embrace it more deeply and more sincerely, where whoever we meet, whether they're shabbily dressed or powerful and influential, should be greeted as children of God, as those made in God's image and given dignity and respect.
Oh.